Hey, what's up, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. This episode is being recorded on June 1st, 2020. I am recording it from my car. I'm enjoying a nice summer evening, birds singing outside, and I'm going to run with an idea. We'll see how it goes. But I plan on doing some more creator journals more frequently. We'll see how well I can do at it. We all know that my show is terrible about being consistent, and that's my fault. But I think that the greatest value that I'm going to be able to provide within the podcast is simply to share on an active, real-time level just exactly what I'm doing. So at the end of as many days as I can, I'm going to try and sit down and record a quick update. I am going to keep doing other more focused shows like the Make It Happen episodes and things like that. We talk about the actual structure and the approach to the work and just what my thoughts are on whatever the topic is for the episode. But these ones, these creator journals, are going to be exactly that. Just end of the day recaps of what I've learned, what I've accomplished, and hopefully use that information to give you, my fellow creative person, tools and information that you can use so that you can be even more successful. So right now, it's Monday. I had my day job. I work, for those who don't know, I do have a day job where I work full-time Monday through Friday. And so I did that. My hours are currently 5 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So I got up early, took care of that. Work was admittedly demanding. We'll just put it that way. I enjoy my job. I think that my day job is something that plays to certain skill sets that I'm happy to have the opportunity to grow and to improve upon. It's definitely not creative work, so it leaves me eager to get into my actual creative work when I get done with the day. Today, not very much creative work happened, however. There was some research. There's some things that I want to do because I want to be supportive of the Black community. I want to be supportive of my brothers and sisters in life, my fellow humans. I just don't understand people's struggle to get past this prejudiced thinking process on anything. If it's something someone doesn't have any control over, why would we ever be so weak-minded to hold that against them somehow? Instead, why not try to understand and be loving and supportive and whatever? But so I've been thinking about that. I did some networking, reached out to some people, always trying to use whatever platform I have to spread a positive, forward moving message, because at the end of the day, I don't think it is about me. Even if all the work I do, and you know, yeah, it's my work and I created it and whatever, I still don't think it's about me. At the end of the day, at a minimum, it's about the people who support my work, and then from there it's about supporting the other people who do the same work as me. And so that's really important to me. But we had some stress in the house, and not to go into personal information, but I will say that the afternoon got taken up by a need to go to the emergency room. And I actually am recording this from outside of the emergency room as my wife is inside receiving care. So I hope that she is okay. But I wanted something to occupy my brain, so I thought I'd record a little podcast. Because that's the kind of... I don't know that it's always necessary to know everybody's information, but I think that level of candidness is something that I'm comfortable sharing with people. Is, you know, for me, I can't be stagnant. I can't just sit and do nothing. I can't wait for someone else to make it possible for me. So as I sit here on a beautiful night, I enjoy the sounds of the birds and everything else. I needed something to occupy my brain, and that is this. So there you go. The things that I'm working on is I'm behind schedule, which is like story of my life. But I'm behind schedule on launching the Brethren webcomic. There has been some content put up on Patreon, but not to the extent that I wanted it. I'm in a position where I'm going to have to start really budgeting towards upgrading some of my creative hardware. I think it's just getting worn down. My stuff works well, and I don't need anything fancy or new purely to have fancy and new. I just need things that are functional and do the job that I need done. And so I'm exploring those options. There's definitely a lot of options, a lot of things to think about. I currently use a Surface Pro 3 with Clip Studio Paint to do pretty much everything that I do for comic books. I barely use any Adobe products anymore because for what I am doing, just don't need them. You know, the illustration work and everything that I really enjoy to do, Clip Studio Paint Pro is perfect. I get more and more comfortable with it as I use it. And, you know, I figure if I can continue to increase my proficiency with it, it's just going to further get to a point that it's the only program that I need to use. I really enjoy my Surface Pro 3, even though, like, the most recent Surface is the Surface Pro 7. And I think they have the Surface Book 3. But this Surface, it was a gift a long time ago, and it's worked well for me for years. And I haven't had to upgrade anything, which is very, very nice, and I'm thankful for that. I do have an older Cintiq that's attached to my MacBook Pro. And again, the funny thing with that is when I update my MacBook, then none of my current software, except for Clip Studio Paint, will transfer forward, because now in the new iOS, it doesn't support any of the older versions of the Adobe software that you may or may not own. So having to weigh out those options. And the Cintiq doesn't work on newer versions. Like, the hardware is just not compatible because of the drivers. So it's an interesting spot to be in. But I have a lot of things that are in process. Got, at least 3 books that are at various stages of completion, and really looking forward to buckling down and getting those done and just trying to make the most of the situation. 5 months from today is going to be a huge deal, and without giving too much away, it's not necessarily a massive secret, but at the same time, I guess you're just going to have to follow along to see how things progress. But definitely a lot to do, definitely a lot to get done. I've been looking into putting out different content to try and give more value to people. I really think that one of the best things that a person can do is just share their knowledge. And, you know, I might never become hugely popular or successful, and that's fine, but I might know something that could help someone else achieve a level of success that they really want. And if I can do that, then I think that that's worth it. So, yeah, so that's pretty much it. June 1st. And I just am sharing candidly that life happens. Life gets in the way. It keeps us from being productive. It keeps us from getting things done. But on the next Make It Happen episode, I'm going to go into how to really double down and maximize our time so that as we go through life and experience different demands and challenges and everything else, we might also find ourselves being more productive than we've ever been before, simply because of how we optimized our time. But that's a discussion for another episode. But this is a quick check-in, a creator journal on the Anthony Harry podcast. As always, thank you to Anchor for sponsoring the episode. Thank you to Patreons for supporting me through patreon.com and making this podcast possible, along with everything else that I do. The people who support my work, whether it's through commissions or being a patron or whatever, or even just from being my friend and saying, hey, I really appreciate what you do. Like, that's awesome, and that should not ever be downplayed. So thank you to everyone, and I'll be back soon with another episode. Thanks for listening.